What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up? I was trying to be spooky and it just came off as really weird.
It was close.
Happy Halloween! It's our Halloween episode. The moment we have all been waiting for. I really hope. We're really excited. As you can see, we're feeling festive. We're in our costumes. Well, he's just wearing a cape.
I'm Oakman.
That is really lame. I, however, am Hiccup from How to Train Your Dragon. We are dressed up. We are feeling festive.
Yep.
And spooky. And so we're kind of like all in the mood. I don't know about you, but in October, I love to watch scary movies. That's not true. I hate scary movies.
Okay.
But I love zombie movies.
I like scary movies and watching them, but I'm gonna segue. Scary movies, scary game.
I wanna talk about our scariest moment in video games, which is something that we will get to, and we've had a lot of group participation with this.
Yep, our little contest on Facebook. We'll get to the results here in just a little bit. Before that,
I have something I wanna share with these people. Being as I like to play some scary games, and it is October, I would like to give you just a couple of scary games that I think you guys should check out. And I think you want to do the same.
Yeah, I've got a couple. Yeah.
So we're going to do three and three. I'll do one, you'll do one.
It's a classic formula.
And then we'll just back and forth. Three, three.
I don't really play scary games, so this is going to be like as scariest as I have been, you know? And so the scariest game that I played is Bloodborne. And so it's not...
That is scary.
It kind of is, and every time, like, I only go out a little bit because I'm too afraid of dying, because it's just so easy to die.
And it just makes you so mad. That's why we played it together.
Yeah. And I was a lot better than you.
Okay. So that's because you played it a little bit longer than me, but it was scary for the both of us.
Okay, it was.
My first game is the original Resident Evil. Did you ever play that one?
No.
When that first came out on the PS1, I about pooped my pants. Yeah, it was way too scary. But now they have it like HD remastered. Mm-hmm. PlayStation users, it's free for PS Plus.
That's me.
October. So download it. That's you me. Have no reason not to get it.
Okay. Next up is, I say Bioshock, the first one.
It's pretty spooky.
It's pretty spooky. It's not like really scary, but it's very eerie. The splicers are what get me, how they kind of creep around and then all
Andrew
of a sudden
Ryan.
They just laugh and like jump out at you.
Yeah.
That kind of scares me.
What about Andrew Ryan? He freak you out?
No, I thought he was cool. He's actually someone I admire, and on Kickstarter, you can find my project to build Rapture. I have $0 so far, yeah. But...
My second one is Condemned Criminal Origins for the Xbox 360. Now that one, I'm not going to tell you too much, just know that it is terrifying. I'm not kidding, because they give you bare bones, you're a reporter, or no, you're like a forensic scientist guy, and you're going after this serial killer crime scenes, and it's nuts.
Go. I was gonna say, it seems like the formula for those is like you're some kind of person that can't fight back.
Whether
no it's
resources.
Reporter, journalist, photographer, whatever.
Whatever you are in Outlast.
You just can't do anything. Excellent. My last one is Last of Us.
Oh man, I love that game
so
much.
Yeah, I do too. And that's what, again, it's not like super scary, but there are moments that do have some jump scares.
Oh yeah.
And it's incredibly eerie the whole time.
So. Clickers?
Yeah.
Well, clickers still scare me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And my last one is Silent Hill 4, The Room. Now, I don't know critically I don't know how that was received. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people feel about that one. I liked it, but it scared the bejeebies out of me.
Wow.
Yeah. You're in this room, and it's really scary, and blood things come crawling out of the wall, and then you're like stuck in these nightmares, which sounds pretty much like every Silent Hill.
Yeah.
So those are just some games that we suggest. If you like scary games, if you're looking for something to give you the old jump, check them out.
Especially since it's October. It's like, come on, why not?
Like,
come on.
Get a grip.
Join in the holiday spirit of being afraid.
The festivities. All Hallows Eve.
I feel like this is the time to move on to our scariest moments.
Grand Theft Auto 5. Multiplayer. I'm
setting the mood.
The lights are dimming. I'm playing Slasher 4. There's hanging meat on hooks, and it's pitch black. And so we were playing on that map, that mode, first person locked. You can't, no peripherals, you can't see around yourself. So basically in this mode, you have one guy that's the serial killer with a shotgun hunting all these people who can just run. And they have like flashlights they can use as billy clubs. And I was playing with a bunch of my buddies, and it was like, we were in party chat, and so they were taunting me and scaring me and really making me feel uncomfortable, like I wanted to take a shower. So like I'd be hiding in this little trash bucket, and I can every once in a while see a flashlight just kind of like pop up as he's like sticking his shotgun up. And I'm like, oh my gosh, here he comes. And I'm sounding like that. I'm so frantic, please don't hurt me, please don't hurt me. And then, that's pretty much what it's like.
Wow, actually getting murdered?
Yeah, it's identical.
It was a cold fall night. Me and you were playing video games together. And the game we were playing was Ultimate Ninja Storm 3.
Oh, yes!
I chose my character, my favorite, Sasuke Uchiha, as the most powerful version he could be.
Who did I pick?
And my friend Asa chose the worst character possible, Kid Hinata.
A little girl.
A little girl with zero power against the most powerful character in Naruto. Arguably the most powerful
character. Yeah, very much arguably.
And we went at it. Harder than you can imagine. I'm talking Asa dropping his pants because he's so into this game.
He's not wrong.
And what happens? I am destroyed.
Oh.
By Asa.
Oh, yeah.
And this not only happens once, but it happens three times.
In the same night.
Same night. One right after another. I was furious. I'm like, no, this can't be real. Go on to the next one. Boom, dead. No, this can't be real. One more. Dead. Most horrifying moment in my life.
Oh, I'm glad we got through that.
Yeah.
So we have had other people share their scariest moment in video games. Now, we've had some entries in other mediums, but Facebook, by and large, was the biggest area where we got the most answers. Mm-hmm. We had tons of submissions, and some of them were pretty lengthy, which we love, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's the participation is through the roof.
Yeah, thank you all for who commented and, you know, liked our posts. We loved hearing from you.
We appreciate you guys so much. And if you get the chance, if you're one of the people that commented on this, and even if you're not, go to this post and just read through some of these stories. If you've played the games, you're going to be able to reminisce with them and just completely agree.
That's
and
if what not, I did. Because there were some that, like, you know, there's some games that I played, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember that. And there are some where I'm like, I've never played that game, but now I want to because I want to experience, like, that scary moment.
Or I don't want to because I don't want to experience
right,
that moment.
Right, that's the other feeling. Yeah.
The one that I have to point out, because to me, it was one of those really long ones, so I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but it's from Sullivan. And in case you haven't, again, please go read this because this was one of the best ones. All right? Just to kind of summarize, so he's playing Batman Arkham Asylum. This is how scary this moment was. It permeated into real life. There was a scene with the Joker, okay? And in this moment, it had appeared that his game had frozen. He ends up taking the disc out, putting it back in, having the same issue, taking it out again, it back to GameStop.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor. Sorry. Don't sue us.
But we do appreciate your business.
Thank you. Thank you. I buy games from you, GameStop.
Yeah, me too.
So he took the game to GameStop, got a new copy, and then, if I'm right, it did it again, but in a different order. Like, it flipped things. This moment, like I said, it's one of those scary moments that not only is kind of freaky in the game, but is messing with you outside of it. And those are the scary moments that I hate. Sullivan, I am so sorry that happened to you. That's where I would have cried and snapped the disc and probably went on a vacation from the world. But let me read this one. This is from Eric. Again, the people that had mentioned that Outlast was their scariest moment, we have Leandra, we have Alex, we have Eric, and then Borderline's very own Addison. So, but I'm going to read this one from Mr. Eric. Here we go. Outlast hit me hard, but not even with a jump scare. I've played so many horror games and seen so many scary movies, I can spot them coming a mile away. So when I got down into the sewers, I knew something spooky was about to come out of the shadows.
I mean, you're in the sewers.
As expected, the Wall Rider jets out of the dark toward the camera and disappears at the last second. Not particularly scarring, just startling. Then, I check the note that pops up where the main character usually shares his reaction to things you've seen. All it says is, God help me, I think I've seen the Wall Rider. Now, I think that that is a wonderfully and beautifully written post.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to give a shout out here to Torn on Facebook had pointed out The Last of Us.
Yeah.
A game that we have both shared that we love that game. Her moment is the moment when you're surrounded by constant runners and clickers. Like I said, clickers are the devil.
Yep.
With David. Ellie has only a rifle with literally no ammo, and David is a horrible shot.
Yeah.
I did a little bit of editing there.
That.
I was so scared. LOL. I do remember that moment, and it was awful. Do you remember that?
Yeah. So who won the contest? That's what I want to know.
Let me read the winning one right now. And if you want to know how this was done, it was done fair. Like I said, I should have did this on camera. I wrote all the names on a piece of paper, ripped them up, put them in a bag, and pulled one out.
I wasn't there for this process, so I can't verify.
This really happened. They were all really good. I just randomly picked one.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
I'm just
Halloween.
Let me
spooky.
Read it. Let me
Some
read
spooky's
it.
Spooky's happening.
This was the winning one that I did pull out of a bag. I think my scariest moment was in a game of Rainbow Six Siege. It was the end of the ninth and final round, and it was 1v1.
Ooh.
Those are the worst situations, because that's when you need to come in clutch, and I never do. I had about 10 health, and the other guy had full. Again, all the odds stacked against this person. I was watching a doorway. I started getting shot at. I whipped around and got a quick headshot.
I got cold chills during that story.
That's where you change the depends, you take a step back, and you take stock in your life. So thank you very much, Tyler, on Facebook. You have won the contest. Congrats, victorious you. We will be getting a hold of you sometime soon, probably in a direct message, so we can find out which console you want it for, PS4, Xbox One, and you will get the free game, which again, it's trick or treat time, so it's free and it's a treat. I'm sure we will have more contests to come, so if you didn't win, don't worry, there's probably gonna be.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Yeah, there'll be plenty of other things to comment on, so if we didn't give you a shout out.
Relax. You're okay.
You will be shouted out at.
So again, thank you everyone for participating in this. It made us really excited to do things like this a little bit more often.
If you didn't get the chance to comment on Facebook, comment on our video to tell us what is your scariest moment in gaming or scariest video game that you played. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. Idiot.
Brains.
And while you're there, you could like the video.
Like it.
Follow Borderline Entertainment.
On Twitter and Instagram.
And
subscribe to our channel.
On YouTube. And while you're thinking about it, Facebook, go like the page.
Oh, yeah.
Do everything that involves
us. That's easy.
One quick announcement before we talk about what we're playing this weekend. We want to let you know if you are in Ohio or if you're in any of the surrounding states and you're going to GDEX 2016, Game Development Expo, we're going to be there.
We're going to be there.
GDEX 2016 this weekend. Come find us. We're going to have a grand old time.
Or just go to support indie game developers.
Indie developers, go support. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be there.
What are you playing this week?
You know what?
My friend.
Because it's free, and I told you to play it, I am now excited to go back and play Resident Evil.
Dude, that's what I was going to play.
Really?
Yes!
Yeah! We're both playing Resident Evil!
Wow.
Man!
That's cool.
What are you playing, people? Put it in the comments. Thank you again. I'm Asa. This is Andrew. We're Borderline Entertainment. Right. And we're out. Huzzah!
Here.
Whoops. I didn't know it was attached. I thought it was just laying on it. That's a cut.